You're listening to SBS News.
This year marks the point where human beings have been venturing into space, the so-called final frontier, for six decades. And this year marks some significant anniversaries, some triumphant and some tragic. 60 years ago, on April the 12th, 1961, Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first human to fly into space. Gagarin became a hero throughout the Soviet Union and a powerful symbol for the Soviet government. In orbit for 100 minutes, newsreels of the day reported on how Gagarin described sights never before seen by man.
The Earth looked a delicate blue floating in a black sky. So said the first man in space after his fabulous journey of 108 minutes, Major Yuri Gagarin, a 27-year-old Soviet Air Force officer whose name will live in history.
55 years ago, the moon became the prize, as on February the 3rd, 1966, the Soviet Union's Luna 9 spacecraft achieved a lunar soft landing and transmitted photographic data from the moon's surface to Earth. 6 months later, on August the 10th, 1966, NASA's Lunar Orbiter 1 became the first U.S. spacecraft to orbit the moon.
The satellite's primary mission is to photograph landing areas on the moon for America's astronauts. The stored images will be sent in the form of an electronic signal.
50 years ago this year, NASA launched Apollo 14, the third manned mission to land on the moon. It was the first mission to the moon since the ill-fated Apollo 13 suffered an explosion in space. In April 1971, the Soviet Union launched Salyut 1, Earth's first space station and the predecessor to the International Space Station. 45 years ago, the focus turned to the planet Mars, as NASA successfully landed Viking 1 on the red planet's surface, where it took the first Martian soil sample using a robotic arm. But it was later that year that the US unveiled its newest development in the space race, and unlike any other previous spacecraft, the shuttle was designed to be reused again and again, lowering the enormous cost of space exploration.
The shuttle's first orbital flight is scheduled for March 1979. After being blasted off from Cape Canaveral by two reusable solid fuel rockets and three liquid rockets, the shuttle, weighing more than 100 tons, will be put into Earth orbit.
The first shuttle was named the USS Enterprise, though unlike its fictional Star Trek namesake, it never made it into space, being used instead to train astronauts in landing procedures. It was to be another 5 years before USS Columbia flew into orbit, bringing a new era in spaceflight as humankind's first reusable spacecraft. But it was 35 years ago that the space shuttle program came to a tragic halt. This was how NBC's Dan Molina reported on the Challenger disaster in January 1986.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
Roger, go with throttle up.
It happened just over 1 minute into flight.
1 minute, 15 seconds. Velocity, 2,900 feet per second. Altitude, 9 nautical miles. Downrange distance, 7 nautical miles.
From mission control, silence. Then the bland, chilling report.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
All seven astronauts aboard the Challenger were killed, and the shuttle program put on hold for nearly 3 years. Less than a month after the disaster, the Soviet Union launched the core module of its Mir space station into orbit, and the first crew members arrived in mid-March. 20 years ago, in 2001, the Mir was finally brought down out of orbit, crashing in the southern Pacific Ocean. 15 years ago, on January the 19th, 2006, NASA launched its New Horizons mission, the first spacecraft to explore Pluto up close.
We have ignition and liftoff of NASA's New Horizons spacecraft on a decade-long voyage to visit the planet Pluto and then beyond.
The spacecraft arrived at Pluto in July 2015, and it's now in the far reaches of the solar system in the Kuiper Belt, a donut-shaped ring of icy objects circling the sun. 10 years ago, in July 2011, NASA's Atlantis space shuttle touched down, ending the space agency's shuttle program.
Having fired the imagination of a generation, a ship like no other, its place in history secured, the space shuttle pulls into port for the last time.
And 5 years ago this month, on January the 15th, 2016, astronaut Tim Peake made history, becoming the first Briton to walk in space. The then 43-year-old ventured out of the International Space Station to help make repairs.
Tim, it's really cool seeing that Union Jack go outside since it's explored all over the world. Now it's explored space.
Thank you, Scott. It's great to be wearing it.
A number of new space missions are planned for 2021, including the launch of Artemis 1, the first stage of America's plans to get men back on the moon. The United Arab Emirates Al Amal spacecraft is the Arab world's first interplanetary mission and is scheduled to arrive in Mars orbit on February the 9th. NASA's Perseverance rover will land at Jezero crater on Mars a few days later and search for any signs of ancient life, which may have been preserved in the clay deposits there. And in March 2021, the Indian Space Research Organization is planning to launch its third lunar mission. And the successor to the famous Hubble telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope, is due for launch in October, just 14 years late, with a significant budget overrun. Alan Lee, SBS News.